When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, Niall Quinn had a video up on Facebook last week for the toy show of him getting the Christmas tree ready for the toy show. Now, in any house last week where you did it, how long did it take you? Did it take you an hour? 2 hours? Get it down out of the attic, open up all the branches, put on the... How long did it take you to get the Christmas tree up and ready for the toy show? Now, Niall, you can tell us in a minute how long it took you, because I know it didn't take you very long, but how long are you actually wrapping the Christmas tree? This is gas. How long are you wrapping the Christmas tree in cling film to put it away? And when did you start? Morning to you.
Good morning. Well, I started back in 2014, I believe. In January 2015 was the first time I wrapped the tree in cling film. I refer in the video to having seen something on Facebook. I can't remember what exactly it was, but it appears to have been a meme on Facebook that was going around. So I said I'd give it a go. And the reason I gave it a go was that you'd have a clamour in this house in the run-up to Christmas with people asking, can we put up the Christmas tree? Can we put up the Christmas tree? And we'll do it as a family. Yeah. And 5 minutes into the process, they're all under the devices and it's left to dad. So I lose my whole weekend and a whole bunch of weeknights putting up the Christmas tree and decorations and what have you. So I said, if I'm doing it, that's fine, but I'm doing it on my terms. So I said I'd give this wrapping the Christmas tree thing a go. Right. And the first year, I think I used sort of like heavy-duty bin liners.
Yeah.
And that didn't really work. From there, I suppose, PJ, a process of refinement started. Yeah. Where we were using cling film instead and some tougher stuff underneath just to keep it bound tight. Yeah. But that proved harder to cut through. And then we were cutting the lights. So we started adding a length of 1x2.
Well, we'll start with the bin bags, right? The bin bags idea, because most people would have a few bin bags in the house. And what did you do? Did you try to just shove various parts of it into bin bags and then tie it all together, or did you wrap them around it?
I think what we did the first year was we poked a hole in the bottom of the bin liner, and it would have been a heavier duty bin liner as well. Like the really light ones are just kind of, the branches will just poke through. So it would almost be like the heaviness of builder's tarp or whatever, you know. So we poked a hole in that, turned the tree over on its side and tried to stand it in almost. Took it off its stand and tried to stand it into the bin liner, and of course half the decorations fell off. It wouldn't have been that anyway. So it was a bit of a disaster, so we had to work on it. So and then of course to make it tight enough to go into the attic, we wrapped it in cling film after that.
Right.
So now you're using bin liners and cling film, and it's a whole heap of single use nasty plastic.
Yeah.
But that's how we did it the first year. By the second year, we'd gotten rid of the bin liners and we were just using...
No, the bit of 1x2, which I see in the video, why?
Because we were cutting the lights as you're trying to cut back through the... You're using Stanley knives or craft blades, you know, to get back through the cling film at Christmas to release it. And we found, particularly if we were trying to do it quickly, we were cutting through the lights. So if you use the length of 2x1, you're just cutting down along the 2x1.
Oh,
and that's protecting the tree, the decorations, the tinsel, the lights and everything behind it.
Clever. And do you attach the 2x1 to the tree with something like a cable tie, or is it just...
It was just a bit of tape or whatever. It just enough to hold it in place. And once you have the cling film on it, it holds itself in place anyway.
Right. So the tree is fully decorated, remains fully decorated. You put in the 2x1 and then you start wrapping. You need two to do that, I'd say.
I usually had one of my sons just to hold it steady for the first bit of it. Once you get the first wrap on, it gets pretty straightforward after that.
Nice.
And as the years progressed, and like we're up to the eighth time doing it now, the piece of 2x1 was replaced with, it's actually just cardboard. We took delivery of something and part of the packaging was this sort of like L form, or if you're looking at edge on, it's shaped like a capital L. It's just cardboard. And that was better again because it guided the Stanley blade as you're going back down through the cling film to release it.
Right.
So that's what we've been using it for probably 3 years now. And what we found with, as we were getting the wrap tighter and tighter and better materials that we were using, the time that we were taking to release the Christmas tree was falling.
I'll get to that. I'm still with the wrapping process, right? So you get it wrapped and you then have to put it away. I'm only looking at my attic opening. There is no way I would get a fully wrapped Christmas tree with, what, they're three feet across the bottom through my attic.
It might be a little bit of a squeeze, but it will go through.
Right.
I would be going base first because that, like the branches will fold upwards, if you know what I mean. Whereas you'll break them if you try to fold them down or around.
I see. So that gets through the attic, lies there, and you bring it down. But you recommend the shed, do you, instead?
I put it in the attic the first couple of years, but I had a little bit of spare room out in the shed, and particularly as we were getting the wrap tighter and tighter, this thing isn't going to take up any more room than a ladder out there, you know?
Right.
So it stands in the corner, looking very lonely out there, I must say, and it stands in the corner out in the shed from one end of the year to the other. And then on the day that we're putting it up, which is usually I'd be after December 8th sometime, for putting up Christmas trees, but then the COVID thing happened and, you know, people were looking for anything to give a bit of joy, so we started putting it up the day of the toy show. So on the day of the toy show, the tree gets we call it the rat check. The tree gets stood in the backyard for an hour just in case anything's moved into it in the year it's been there, and that's never been a problem anyway. It's just part of the tradition. And then we move it into place and start sizing up how we're going to get it out.
You videoed it the other night for the toy show. How long to get it unwrapped, opened, and plugged in?
First year we did it, 8 minutes. That had been gradually toppling. And the other night we did it in 38 seconds.
38 seconds. Now, when it comes out of all that wrapping, surely it looks a bit sorry for itself.
Well, I'm actually sitting right next to it right now as I'm talking to you. And it can be a little bit bedheaded, for sure, because it's been wrapped up for 11 months. But it's in perfect working order. All the decorations are ready to go. And you can just go around it and unfold some of those little twigs that have gotten bent inwards. And they're easy to put back in again. Then when you're done with it, it looks absolutely fine. And at this stage, we don't even use much cling film because we keep the old stuff. We use that for a sort of a display we do in our porch, a sort of a little Christmas scene.
Oh, cool.
And that just gets laid back on at when we're putting the Christmas tree away in January. We just lie it gently onto it and then start at the bottom with the roll of cling film. And with ours, it would just take a single wrap, maybe two with the outside.
Oh, so you're recycling the cling film as well?
Oh, yeah. There's no waste. I wouldn't lightly use a single-use material like cling film like that. It'd be kind of indefensible. But, if people are just getting the idea to do it now, by all means, use as much as you need to. And just hold on to it the following year. You'll get to use it again and again.
I can think of a lot of fellas now in pubs and nightclubs thinking, do you know what now?
Yeah, we should get competitive on this. Like, you know, I think a whole bunch of people releasing their Christmas trees at, I don't know, 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock on the night of the toy show, there should be some sort of a prize for it, who can do it the quickest.
There's a Facebook video competition or Instagram or TikTok or whatever happens to be the flavour of the month. Imagine that, TikTok trees.
Something like that would work, I think.
I'm off to buy a roll of cling film. Niall, good talking to you.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. Cheers, PJ.
Cheers, fella. That's good.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.